Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hey, Joyce, how you doing?
Fine, and how are you?
All right. What kind of service is this?
We are actually a third-party call center. We assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
28269.
I thank you for that. And your first and last name, please.
Darrell Davis.
All right, and I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify your address, please?
6204 SunTrace Way, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. That's
All righty. Give me one second while I locate an account for you and see what you have here. All righty. I was able to locate an account for you, and I do see back on the 8th of March that you paid $6.95 shipping and handling for our male enhancement product, which is Viral Valor, and the Viral Valor number 2, which is actually a muscle building testosterone.
No,
okay.
I haven't seen none of that.
All right, let me check and see now where your order is. You say you have not received it?
No, I didn't order it.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute now.
Yeah, I put a stop on that on my account. I didn't order it. Y'all had two payments coming out on the 16th. I'm like, no.
Well, it's saying it was delivered on March the 11th by the U.S. Postal Service, and it was placed in the mailbox or either at the mailbox at the address that was provided at the time of the order.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that mail. I stopped the payment, so.
Okay, well, let me see here. Did you say you stopped payment on it? When, sir?
Yeah, because I think it came out just now.
Yes,
Just
because
now.
they billed you these products were actually in a 14-day trial period. And it did state in the terms and conditions that you had 14
No,
days.
that's not me.
Okay, now if you're saying this is a
I haven't
fraudulent
received
charge,
anything.
did you actually place the order though?
No.
You
No, that's
never
why
placed the
I'm
order.
stopping it.
Okay.
No.
Now, if this is a fraudulent charge, what I will do, I'll get you transferred to our fraud department.
All right.
Okay? But now, I want to make sure that you understand we work closely with the local authorities, and we will prosecute anyone who has made this charge to your cart without your knowledge. So if you say you
And
didn't
then
make
it
this charge,
stop all the reoccurrence. Please stop those.
I
I
mean,
don't even know what that is.
the fraud department will definitely take care of
Okay.
anything,
All right.
okay? So let me get you transferred, okay? Give me one second, sir. Give me one second and I'll be happy to get you transferred,
So
okay?
then they took them. All right.
And what happened, sir? Go ahead, I'm listening.
I said they took $94 back to back on the
Yes, sir.
16th. I'm like, what?
Yes, sir. By those products being a trial period, it did state that they would be billed 14 days after the trial if it was not canceled. Now, do you think anyone in your household could have actually done this?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm getting you transferred to our fraud department because you're
All right.
saying this was a fraudulent charge. Give me one second, please.
You said this was a muscle builder, like a workout thing or
It's a
something?
male enhancement product. with a muscle dealer. And if you're saying you didn't do it, I'm transferring you to the fraud department because somebody actually ordered this, used your card, and everything.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're saying you didn't do it, then it's a fraudulent charge, and then I'm transferring you to the fraud department so they can handle it better for you, okay?
All right.
So they can actually get it taken care of for you. Alrighty, give me 1 second, sir, and I'll get you transferred, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
All right.
Alrighty.